This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Make sure you tune in on Friday. It's been a tradition lately.
Red Friday.
Dana Wright and Kara Marxer will break down Super Bowl 59.
Like only they can.
Darn right we will.
Stats you won't hear anywhere else.
Game ain't going to break down itself.
That's right.
It was 18 years ago today that Prince performed the halftime show at the Super Bowl. 18 years ago.
Controversial. Very controversial.
The placement of his guitar neck was
phallic.
Well, you know, I remember that scandal, and I remember thinking at the time as a 10-year-old, who cares? Didn't mean to remind you that I was only 10.
It started raining when he performed Purple Rain.
So cool. It was so cool.
And then the curtain came down, and the neck of that guitar went up.
There are many people to this day who believe, and I don't know that I can argue with them, that was one of, if not the greatest Super Bowl performance of all time.
Without question. I'm trying to remember what songs he did. I think it was Let's Go Crazy, Purple Rain. What songs did Prince perform at the Super Bowl?
I mean, it rained. You can't make that up. It's like, seriously? So good.
Let's see. Well, I mean, you want to talk about controversy. It wasn't Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson.
Hello.
He did Let's Go Crazy. Well, he did several.
He had so many hits. I don't have time.
He did Let's Go Crazy, Baby I'm a Star, 1999, Proud Mary, All Along the Watchtower, Best of You, and Purple Rain.
So we're talking about football real quick. We've all heard the claims, the conspiracies, that the refs are being paid by the Chiefs to help them win.
So stupid.
The NFL Referees Association is tired of it.
Good.
We heard yesterday that Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, made comment saying that this is absolutely ridiculous. How could you be making these claims? He did highlight that it's kind of a good thing that these claims are coming out because it shows how passionate the fans are. Mm-hmm. The NFL Referees Association, specifically the executive director, Scott Green, said in part, "It's insulting and preposterous to hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials would collude to assist one team."
Well, they didn't. They didn't when the Bills came to town, and they didn't when the Chiefs went to Denver. Those were honest crews.
Yeah, just that one time.
Right.
Two games that the Chiefs lost.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, I was watching, I think it was CNN this morning, and they were reporting that ticket prices are down this year compared to Super Bowls in the past, and they attributed it mainly to Chiefs fatigue. The nation...
Give me a break. Well,
I'm not saying this town is. The nation is sick and tired of the Kansas City Chiefs, not unlike they were with the New England Patriots for almost 20 years.
But down in what way? Because there has been a precipitous drop in the last 7 days, as it typically does. The tickets are insanely expensive right after the AFC Championship game, and everybody starts buying up the tickets. The reason the prices skyrocket is because people who have too much money are buying the tickets in hopes of selling them for more money to cut a profit. The cheapest ticket right now is still $4,700.
Jeez Louise.
That is for one seat. That is for a 1 foot by 1 foot space.
Yep. And that does not count travel, flight, hotel.
Some hotels are going for $5,000 a night.
That's ridiculous.
So I understand their point, but it's not like you're getting in for $50. By the way, the most expensive ticket, $56,000.
Well, you're not even counting the suites, which are going for like anywhere between $1.5 to $3 million based on location. By the way, can I have an early grievance? I know it's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
My grievance is with Fox 4. And here's why. Fox has the Super Bowl this year, right? So they sent down John Holt, Abby Eden's down there. Yep. They got the whole crew.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why not?
Down in New Orleans. Well, after their 6 o'clock news, you know what they're doing at 6:30? Chiefs specials every night this week.
Yeah.
You know it's supposed to air at 6:30 on
Your
Fox?
Wheel?
Oh, my.
Wheel America's Game?
Of Fortune.
Oh, my.
Is supposed to air at 6:30 every night. So I race home last night from the show. I get home. Dinner's ready. She's so sweet. And I look at the TV. It's 6:32. And there is my friend John Holt on my television.
Yep.
And I said, don't tell me. And she goes, I won't, but you already know the answer. I said, there's no Wheel of Fortune this week, is there? And she said, nope, Fox 4 is doing 5 nights of coverage.
I know it's not quite the same. However, you could
watch reruns.
Watch old reruns. Remember back in the day when Pat Sajak, and I mean way back in the day, back in the late 70s, early 80s, there would be this revolving like studio filled of just crap. Like skis.
Yes, and you would get to
a couch.
You'd win like $10,000. Yes. You get to pick. And I want that.
You would have to go shopping very quickly.
I want the porcelain dog.
Like that couch. I'd like the dog. Looks like a pair of Nikes there, Pat. Okay, $750 left. Yeah, Pat, give me the cookware set.
Take the bubble gum dispenser.
And it would take up so much time, and it was all junk.
Right.
Ooh, from the text line, Scott, it is airing at 2:30 in the morning.
There you go. Tape it.
Just get up early. Set your alarm.
I'm not getting up at 2:30 in the morning to watch Wheel of Fortune.
You also have three other textures who have your back. They are ready to revolt.
Amen.
That's like the people going, I'm never going to watch the Super Bowl again. I'm so tired of the Chiefs. Okay. Yeah. Let me know what you're doing next.
Yeah, you're right, texters. I feel you, Scott. Same, Scott. I want my Wheel of Fortune.
Well, you know, they did talk about how viewership was likely to be down because of the Chiefs fatigue that we're talking about here. But it is statistically proven every single year. Now, granted, for the last 14 years, either Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady has either been in the AFC or NFC championship
game. That's incredible.
Game,
that is incredible.
Or AFC championship game, excuse me, or the Super Bowl. So you have to go really far back to see the true numbers here. But more eyes watch the game when the juggernauts are in there than when two random teams are in there.
Always.
Well, and look at the last AFC Championship game. It was a record. This was the Chiefs and Bills. That was a record view for an AFC Championship
game. So they talk about the fatigue, and I understand that aspect of it. But more people watch because they want to see the mighty fall.
Or history made.
A quick update. A Kansas City, Missouri City Council committee has just unanimously approved spending more than $900,000 to fund a potential celebration.
Yeah, let's knock on wood.
We will leave it at that. It was passed basically without comment. Full city council will choose whether or not to adopt it on Thursday. This falls right into line with years prior. We'll leave it at that. We don't want to jinx it. Okay. But the funding is there should we need it.
From the text line, Scott, go write a check, buy a Betamax, and record Wheel of Fortune at 2:30 and watch it the next day.
You could even save your tapioca pudding for 2:30. I mean, you know, put it in the fridge. It'll be there.
All right. Scott, I'm the same age as you are. 2:30 is roughly the time I get up to go pee in the middle of the night. Might as well watch Wheel for 30 minutes. All right.
Do you feel called out?
From the USA
Today.
Did
you just buy a vowel?
While millions of Americans will be eating wings, drinking their favorite beverages, and taking in everything Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans offers, this Sunday, millions more will be going to the sports books or their electronic devices to wager on the game. The American Gaming Association says gamblers in the United States will legally wager a record $1.4 billion on Super Bowl 59. Quoting here from AGA President and CEO Bill Miller, "No single event unites sports fans like the Super Bowl. That excitement extends to sports betting with this year's record legal handle, reflecting its widespread appeal." Okay. $1.4 billion will be bet on Super Bowl 59. Quick break here at the bottom of the hour. Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.